Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, this is Jonathan Dupree, and I want to welcome you to the Real Estate Agent Coaching Call. And the point of this call is to give you a couple of tips, mindset tips, skill set strategies, things you can use to implement into your business right away. And I want you to remember that the speed of growth in your business will always be based on the speed of implementation. How quickly you take these ideas, thoughts, strategies, things you hear from myself or other agents or books that you're reading or classes you're attending, how quickly you take that and implement it will determine the speed of growth in your business, how quickly you grow. And as always, remember the law of the lid, your business ability will only grow to the extent that your leadership lid is at. So if you want to increase your business, if you want to increase your opportunities, if you want to increase your world around you in a positive way in the business world, you've got to grow your leadership side. You've got to increase your leadership skill sets. Now, today we're going to talk about a couple of things. I want to share one mindset tip, and then I want to share the four critical steps that you have to take to get into massive action. So let's dive right into this call and get started. And the first thing I want to share with you today is you need to think big or you're going to stay small. That's just the reality. If you're not thinking big, you're going to stay small. Let me ask you this question. What would you attempt if you knew that you couldn't fail? What would you do if you knew there was no way you could fail? Take a moment and really think about that. I ask people that question all the time, and the answers I get are, I would build this business. I would call these people. I would do this thing that's on my bucket list. I'd hike the Appalachian Trail, or I'd climb this mountain. What would you do in your world if you really knew you couldn't fail? And what's stopping you from operating with that sense of confidence and coming from that place of power in your life? I have the opportunity to coach high achievers all over the place. I have the opportunity to coach some of the top agents across the country, top lenders, people who aren't even in real estate, who are just in business. Executives, entrepreneurs, they vary by age, by gender, by faith, political views, their health or fitness levels in their life, their relationship statuses. But here's the one thing that they have in common. They're humongous thinkers. They're big thinkers. They think huge. And if you're not thinking big enough, and here's how you know, when you're thinking really big, it almost kind of scares you a little bit. So you want to think big in every area in your business. Now, let me tell you something else these high achievers have in common. Many of these people reject the notion of failure altogether. Instead, they'll call it a temporary undesirable result or a setback. John Maxwell has a book called Failing Forward. And so the top performers, top achievers think really big, and at the same time, they don't consider when they fail, they don't consider it a failure. They consider it just a temporary setback or a temporary undesired result or a learning lesson that they can fail forward from. So you could call it a mind game if you want, but that is precisely the point. It is a mind game. Your mind is so powerful. Your thoughts are things. And the more you train your mind to work for you instead of against you, the more successful you will become. It's an attitude. It's a way that you view life. The successful people I have coached all achieve big results because their success triangle was inverted. At the base was thinking big. And then as they gained success, they filled in the small details. They weren't afraid to fail. They weren't afraid to mess up. They didn't think, I have to learn everything before I do anything. They took action. the speed of implementation is the speed of growth in your business. And if you're like most people, you're really not thinking big. Most realtors are going, if I could just have a transaction or two a month, if I could just have 4 or 5 transactions a month, that'd be fantastic. If I could just make $50,000 or $60,000 in a year, well, what if your world would look like if you made $50,000 or $60,000 a month? What would that do? How would that be different in your world? What options would you now have? See, most people think small. Most people are stuck in this small mindedness, limiting themselves to what's realistic or what's doable or practical, and they're living in a self-limited world. You know, it's doable for me to do 3 transactions a month. Man, but it's not doable for me to do 10 or 15 or 20 or 30, whatever the number is. Stop thinking small. Start thinking big. Somewhere along the line, we as kids used to daydream about what we would do and what we would accomplish. And we've stopped somewhere, and then we, as adults, we go, daydreaming is for losers, for people who aren't really serious about life, whatever the case. You've got to start thinking big. Because if you don't think big, then you will stay small. And I read something in a book that I love, I thought I would share today. It says, you only live once. You only get one life. And so here are some a list of items to help you start thinking big. Give life everything you have. Go all in all the time. Don't waste precious moments. Turn off the television and take time to disconnect. Forgive people. Live harder. Love more. Laugh easily. Teach your children. Give to others. Make a bucket list. Thank your parents or others who deserve gratitude. Play big, because playing small sucks, and create a gratitude list. So the first tip I want to share with you today is a mindset strategy, and that is to start thinking bigger than you've ever thought before in your life. And what would that look like? Make a list today. Sit down. The speed of implementation, that's going to determine the speed of growth. So do this today, maybe even right now while we're on this call, and just answer that one question. What would you do in your real estate business if you knew you couldn't fail? How many transactions a month would be thinking really big for you? How many listings a month would be thinking really big for you? How many buyers a month would be thinking really big for you? How about expanding your real estate vision, your horizon, growing a team in multiple markets? Is that thinking big for you? What would thinking big look like for you? How much income a month would be thinking big for you? I want you to get out of thinking small, because when you think small, you stay small. Now, I want to share 4 strategies or 4 critical steps that I think are the next phase of this call that are important into getting into massive action in your real estate business. And these are just some simple things that I thought of as I was thinking, what would I tell an agent who came to me and said, I'm stuck. How do I grow? How do I get to my business? And I have an opportunity to talk to agents all the time who are maybe doing $2 or $3 million a year, and they're trying to figure out how to get to $6-7 million. And then I have conversations with agents who are doing $30 million, and they're going, how do I get to $50 million? So the conversation's the same. And how do you get into massive action? Well, here's the first step. Keep building your contact list in your CRM, your contact relation management system, your database. Keep building your contact list. Well, how do you do that at a certain point? You expand your horizons to meet people. You start to build relationships with people. You join organizations. Get involved in your community, community outreach events. Start a Facebook page for your subdivision that just simply let people in the subdivision know what's happening. Join a networking groups. BNI is a great one, Business Network International. It's a great referral group, networking group. Join a Toastmasters group. Start a book club. get involved in some organizations. So expand your horizons when it comes to meeting people. I tell you, a simple tip that works like a charm is to always wear your name badge. That's another way to expand your horizons when it comes to meeting people. When you're out and about and you're at a coffee shop and someone sees your name badge and they say, oh, are you in real estate? That happens all the time. And you say, yes, I am. Why do you ask? And now you've opened up the door for conversation. So the first step is to build your contact list. Don't stop building it. We get in the habit of stop adding people to our database. Every day you should have a measurable goal of how many people you want to add to your contact list. My goal was 5. I wanted to add 5 people a day to my database when I was selling real estate. And so what I did was I had 5 pennies that I carried in my pocket. And I carried them in my right pocket, and every time I met somebody and I added them to my database that day, I moved one of the pennies from my right pocket to my left pocket. And I wasn't done until I had all 5 pennies moved over from my right pocket to my left pocket. It's just a little mental thing for me. It was a mind game for me. It made sure I stayed focused and I had a measurable goal. It wasn't just, I'm going to add some people to my contact list today. So think, who's not in your database? Who do your kids go to school with and their parents aren't on your database? Or they play sports with and their parents aren't in your database? Their teachers aren't in your database, in your contact list. People who you go to church with, people who you spend time with and hang out with, people who you shop with, your bankers, your tellers at the bank, the people who you interact with, your insurance agent, your on a daily basis, all of those people, why aren't they in your database? If those are people you need to add to your contact list. So the first step to critical action, massive action, is to quickly build your contact list and build it in a CRM database system and then add people to it every day and have a set number of people you're going to add to that. Number 2 is the reason you're adding them to your database is so that you can set appointments. Your goal is to set appointments. Because appointments drive everything else. So you use some scripts. You set a goal, a measurable goal, to every day have meaningful conversations. If you're building your contact list, every day you should also be calling people, reaching out to people, talking to people, text messaging them, Facebook messaging them. And the goal is to have a meaningful conversation. What's a meaningful conversation? A meaningful conversation means that you asked for either an appointment or a referral. One of the two things. If you didn't ask for an appointment, you didn't ask for a referral, when it comes to real estate, the conversation was not meaningful. You're not bothering them. We get in this attitude of, I don't want to talk to people or call people that I know because I'll be bothering them. You're not bothering them. They want to hear from you. They're excited to hear what's going on in your world. You're an incredible realtor who provides a high-level service to them. Why wouldn't they want to hear what's happening in the market or what's happening in your world? Why wouldn't they want to help you? Why wouldn't they want to give you referrals? Why wouldn't they want to meet with you? Here's a news flash, back to thinking big versus staying small. If you're not going to expand your horizons and get out of your comfort zone when it comes to prospecting and meeting people, your business will always stay small as well. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to see someone, and they're going to say that they bought a house from somebody else, and you're going to go, oh, my gosh, why didn't you call me? So the goal is you build your contact list, and then you make the connections, have meaningful conversations so that you can set appointments. Every appointment moves you closer to your goals becoming a reality. When you gain clarity to what it is that you want in your business, when you gain clarity to what it is you want out of life, you have goals, you set specific goals that are measurable and action-oriented and reachable and time-bound. That's a SMART goal. Specific, measurable, action-oriented. You can create action steps to it. Reachable, and time-bound. When you set those goals, every appointment moves you closer to those goals becoming a reality. Every day that you don't have appointments in real estate, you move further and further away from reaching your goals. The gap gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So every day you have to have appointments. If you're not, then you're not going to be successful in this business long term. And I'm only telling you the truth. If you're not in front of people doing a buyer consultation or a listing presentation or asking for referrals, you're going to struggle in this business. So here's kind of the flow chart. Meaningful conversations always lead to appointments. Appointments will always lead to buyer consultations or listing consultations, which will always lead to purchase agreements signed and listing agreements signed, which will ultimately lead to closings, which leads to money, financial gain, while you're in the business. Now, it's not all about the money. It's about what the money provides, and the money provides options for you. It gives you opportunity to live the life that you want to live. I've had money. I've not had money. And I don't care what anyone says. Life is more fun when you have money than when you are broke, when you can't pay your house note, when you can't pay your car note, when your phone gets shut off because you can't pay the phone bill. Life is not fun. And there's no excuse a professional realtor full-time in the business can give to why they can't have meaningful conversations and go set appointments every single day. So meaningful conversations will lead to the appointments, which lead to the consultations, which lead to the purchase agreements and the listing agreements, which lead to the closings, which leads to the money, which leads to the life that you want to have, that you want to design, that you deserve. So you're building your list, you're having meaningful conversations, you're setting appointments, and then you're facilitating buyer and seller consultations on a daily basis. Now, if you're brand new or if you're struggling in your business, here are a few things I add to those steps I just shared with you. You've got to identify your big why. You've got to know why you're doing this. You've got to know why you're in this business. And you have to know your schedule. If you treat this business like a business, it will pay you like a business. If you treat it like a hobby, it will pay you like a hobby. So you plan your day, and then you work your plan. And it's that simple. Every night, I have a day planner. I have a big one because it makes me think my time is important. Yes, I use my phone. I have a calendar. I've got a tablet, Surface Pro computer. I've got two phones, so I constantly have my schedule. But for me, I use a physical paper calendar. I add it to my phone. And the night before, I look at what's happening the next day, and I plan out my day, and I am prepared for that day. So you've got to plan your day, and then you work your plan. You have to get really good at saying no to some good things so you can say yes to some great things. So when you have a plan and you have a schedule and someone says, hey, you want to go hang out over here at Starbucks for a while? It's because they don't want to have meaningful conversations. When you go into your office, they want to stop you from prospecting or lead generating or talking to people about real estate and asking for referrals. And they want to go have coffee because it makes them feel better. But when you have a schedule, you can say, I'd love to, but I can't right now because this is my time to prospect. You're blocking that time. And then the last thing is to learn to earn. You got to learn if you want to earn. And you go, what are you talking about? You've got to have a growth plan. You've got to create a growth plan. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business. And if you do that, if you work harder on yourself than you do on your business will always, always, always thrive. So remember that. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business. And if you do that, your business will always thrive. So how do you create a growth plan? Well, here's a great tip I heard from Darren Hardy, and he wrote a book called The Compound Effect, which would be, if you haven't read it, one of the best books you can add to your growth plan for this quarter. And in the compound effect, he shares something called the 5-3-1 growth plan. And the 5-3-1 growth plan basically says, I'm going to read 5 books this quarter. Each quarter of the year, you create a theme. So the theme for this quarter might be growth, or it might be create more leads, or it might be increase my finances. That might be the theme. Get out of debt might be a theme for you. Then you create a 5-3-1 growth plan around that theme. What are the 5 books that I'm going to read that would move me closer to accomplishing the goal of this quarter? What are the 3 audiobooks I'm going to listen to constantly in my vehicle? And what's the one event, the big event? Not talking about a class in your office, the one big event I'm going to attend that's going to help me move closer to my goals. That's a 5-3-1 growth plan. 5 books I'm going to read, 3 audio programs I'm going to listen to, and the one event I'm going to attend. If you're not a member of Audible, that's Amazon's audio book club, I would highly recommend investing in Audible. It's a great start to get your 3 audio books that you're going to listen to. You identify 5 books. Now you have to be very intentional and purposeful. You're not just grabbing 5 books or throwing 5 books down. They've got to be intentional. You're looking at what areas do I need to grow, improve skill sets, so that I can close the gaps and move it from where I am to where I want to be. You got to have a growth plan to do that. And that is learning to earn. You got to learn if you want to earn. I personally invest thousands and thousands of dollars a year, and also with my staff, when it comes to personal growth, because it's that important. John Maxwell says, if you're not growing, you're dying. One of the two things, you're either growing or dying. So you're always growing. You want to stay in that mode of being a student. I'll close with this. One of my very best realtor friends, she's one of the top agents in her market, and I had an opportunity to interview her on one of these calls, and she's at a different brokerage, which is fine because I think it's so funny. In real estate, it's not war, right? And we co-op, and we have friends all over the place. And so I interviewed her and said, would you share with our agents some things that are really important and what's most important in your success? And she said, the most important thing in my success has been my ability to stay consistent in growing as a person, to always be growing. She said, I invest $10,000 a year I set aside for my budget, strictly for personal growth for myself, conferences, books, coaching, events I'm going to attend. And I said, well, you're the number one agent in your market. Why would you set aside $10,000 to go learn? You already know everything. And she said, yeah, I don't know everything, and I want to remain a student because I want to remain in the top in my market. I want to remain number one in my market. I want to be in the top 3 agents every single month in my market, top 4 or 5, whatever it is. I want to stay in that top 1%. And in order for me to do that, I have to always be growing. So this morning, to recap, I want to challenge you to think big. And if you don't think big, you're going to end up staying small. And then on the skill set side, make a commitment to yourself to add a certain amount of people every day to your contact list. And your contact list is not a sheet of paper. It might be while you're making this, but then turn that around and put it into your customer relationship management software, your contact relationship management software, your database system that you use. And if you don't have one, you need one ASAP. And then have a certain amount of meaningful conversations every day where you ask specifically for an appointment or for a referral. Set appointments every day for buyer consultations and listing consultations, because that leads to purchase agreements and listing agreements, which lead to closings, which lead to income for you, which leads to you being able to live the life that you want to live and facilitate those consultations every day. Set a specific number that you want to go for, your goal. Every day I'm going to have X amount of buyer consultations and listing consultations. And then finally, learn to earn. Create your growth plan. Remember the 5-3-1 growth plan, the 5 books I'm going to read, the 3 audio programs I'm going to listen to, and the 1 big event that I'm going to attend. And if you're looking for a great event this summer, August 4th through the 7th, we will be at Inman, the Inman Real Estate Connect Conference, and that's in San Francisco. So you might want to go to inman.com and learn more about that. That'd be a great event for you to attend. Okay, guys, well, our time is out today. I hope you had a great time being on the call. Thanks for being here. Remember, the speed of implementation always is based on the speed of growth. The speed of growth is always based on the speed of implementation. How quickly you implement what you heard today is going to determine how quickly you grow as a realtor and as a person. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.